Module 5, My Hometown, Eric in Los Angeles.
Hi, Ben. A new student joined our class today. She comes from London, England. She's telling us all about London. Is Oxford like London? They are both cities in England, but I guess that doesn't mean they are like each other. She doesn't know much about Oxford, except that it has a famous university. We've been emailing each other for a while, but you haven't told me much about Oxford, and I haven't told you much about LA. That's what we call Los Angeles. So I will tell you about Los Angeles now. You can tell me about Oxford when you write back. LA is one of the biggest cities in California. There are about 10 million people here. We learned in school last week that in 1900 there were only 100,000 people here. So it has grown fast. It is mostly sunny here. It gets very hot in the summer, up to 28 degrees Celsius. It doesn't get much colder than 9 degrees Celsius. In summer, we often get a thick smog because of all the petrol fumes from the cars. The heat, the way the land lies, and the way the wind blows all make it worse. Some people even wear masks on bad days because they don't want to breathe it in. Do you have smog in Oxford? Eric.
Ben in Oxford. Hi, Eric. We don't have smog in Oxford. We get fog sometimes, but that's all. Oxford is much smaller than LA. We only have about 135,000 people. I looked up the 1900 population. It was about 57,000. So now there are about twice as many people, not 10 times as many like LA. Oxford is much smaller than London. London has about 7 million people. So that means that LA has more people than London. LA gets hotter than Oxford. We have colder winters too. It can be minus 4 degrees centigrade in winter. I'm not surprised that your new student only knew about the university in Oxford. It is famous because it is one of the oldest universities in the country. The university dates from the 12th century. Now there are about 9,400 students in residence, of whom a third are women. The city of Oxford is popular with tourists because of the university's many beautiful medieval buildings. There are more tourists in Oxford than students, I should think. We get a lot of tourists all year round. We also get a lot of young foreign students because there are a lot of language schools here. You can stand in the middle of Oxford, close your eyes, and hear accents from all over the world. Ben.
Postcards.
Dear Eric, here is a postcard from Paris. We came here at half term for a holiday. We went to Disneyland. I'd like to see the Disneyland in California one day. I'm speaking French because Mom and Dad have forgotten the French they learned at school. We are going up the Eiffel Tower late this afternoon because we will have dinner at the restaurant halfway up. You can go up in the lift or climb stairs. There are over 700 steps to the middle part. I don't know how many there are to the top. Ben.
Dear Ben, Some cousins came to stay with us last weekend. We took them to Disneyland. So I'm sending you a postcard because you said you wanted to go. The postcard is of my mum's favorite ride, which is Pirates of the Caribbean. She likes it because it isn't too fast. The reason you have this postcard is because my mum bought it for me while I was on another ride with my cousins. Maybe you will come to stay with me one day. We will go to Disneyland and go on all the fast rides. Eric.